You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 25th of January 2023, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I've been looking at the homepage on the website and making some updates. I wanted to improve some of the sections that we had in the sidebar, and I'll be looking at the submenus as well, trying to get more recent content in there. We now have a section on geopolitics, which will collect together the shows that I do on Thursday with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. We also have a section on the trans agenda and a section on what's up with the church. Just trying to present some more up-to-date podcasts there for new visitors to the website. And I also thought I would have a look at the introduction page again, because the website is constantly evolving. The way we look at things is constantly evolving. And I thought it was worth updating the introductions. And I've made some quite substantial edits to the introduction. And as I was going through it, I thought it might be worth taking a look at it again. And I also found some quite startling mistakes, really, in the modern interpretation of words. So I thought today we would have a look through the introduction and explain what is being said there. It starts with a disclaimer. It says, use of this website means you are agreeing not to take offence at any of the views or language expressed within. And we're not shock jocks. We're not trying to offend people. We're trying to have a reasonable discussion about issues that affect our particular ethnicity, and also to look at the way ethnicity influences current events, the way that ethnicity influences history, the way that ethnicity influences so much of our modern life. That's what we're talking about here. We're not trying to offend people. We're not trying to use language that would shock people. Some years ago, we may have used language that was more commonly used and heard amongst nationalists, and as our views have evolved over time, we've become more accurate with the language that we use, I think. So using the website means you're agreeing not to take offence at our views or the language that's used here. This website contains discussion of sensitive subjects for some, and we claim the right to having an academic interest and a journalist's interest in them. Our resident academic, who exclusively publishes his weekly lectures here for open source peer review, is Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson, PhD, who has been with us since April 2016. And we really do welcome criticism of what we publish here at Radio Albion. And we have a discuss comment section that people can use. And we also have a chat room that people can use. We now have a Telegram chat room that people can use as well. And we want criticism. We want our views to be put to the test. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson is a world-famous academic, and we're very honoured to have him publishing his work here with us. He and the other hosts here are all citizen journalists giving their time for free to a greater cause than their own. And we do accept donations. We do accept tips. We do have cryptocurrency addresses that people can send Radio Albion tips to, and Grandpa Dan, he has his own PO box that you can send tips to, especially for him. He has cryptocurrency addresses. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson, you can also send individual donations to him. Mark Collette has an address. You can send individual donations to him. If you send something to Radio Albion, that goes to me, and it goes on helping out with the costs of running Radio Albion, basically. They're all paid by me, and if I get any donations to Radio Albion specifically, that's where they go, to help with the running costs. Next up, we have a section on nationalism, civic nationalism, and patriotism. Nationalism is a creed based upon love for one's own people group or nation, and a desire to preserve that people group and for it to thrive. The word nationalist is derived from the Latin natal, which means birth. Thus, we affirm that a nation is a people connected by birth, an extended family united through their ancestry, and a nationalist is an individual who puts the well-being of their extended family at the centre of his life. It means you try to put the needs of the group before your own particular needs as an individual. There is a modern definition of nation, which is really sort of defined by the state or defined by the country. And that's really not an accurate understanding of the word, because it is based on natal. It means birth, people, a group of people that have shared ancestry. That's what a nation is. But the modern definition of a nation today is a group that have shared citizenship. And we go with the original Latin meaning of nation. And therefore, a nationalist is somebody who puts the nation at the centre of their life and tries to do their best for them. And we think that is the accepted definition of a nationalist around the world. Being a nationalist implies respect for nationalists from other people groups and an understanding that their struggle to do their best for their people is no different in nature to our struggle to do the same, and is just as commendable. And their struggle to do the best for their people, they may do their best for their people in different ways to the way that we do. And that is because they are of a different ethnicity. Each different ethnicity has slightly different ways of doing things. And a lot of that is based on the environment that the ethnicity finds itself in. For instance, if you look at Jews, for most of their known history, they've existed as a minority within a larger group, an out-group. So they have developed ways to ensure that their people grow and that their people thrive that are in different ways to the way that the larger group would do it. And that's because they had such a small group. They're still a small group. They're still a minority. So what they have lacked in brawn or brute power, they have made up for with brains, basically. And they're a good example of looking at them to see the way that they've managed to advance their cause, basically. While still being a tiny little minority group, they have managed to gain a lot of influence and power for themselves, and that is to be commended. Being a nationalist, as it says here, it should mean that you understand that other groups are just trying to do the best for themselves, and they may do it in different ways, as I just pointed out there. To not accept this and to resent that natural ethnocentric impulse in other groups is hypocritical. And I do think that is a problem that we have within nationalism, particularly with the Jews. People will look at the Jews and they'll say, well, I don't like what they're doing within our countries. But if what they're doing is benefiting them and it is a nationalist impulse, it is an ethnocentric impulse, then what they're doing is quite correct. And they should be doing that. The problem is that we, as people of European ethnicities, are not doing what is best for our people group. So our criticism should be of our own people group, and we should not be criticizing Jews in particular. We should not be criticizing Jews for what they have managed to achieve over the last century, because their ethnocentric impulse is second to none. And it has served them very well, because they are very much in touch with the way that they are and the different ways that they do things to other people groups. And they've capitalized upon that, and they have managed to gain an influence and power that far outweighs their small percentage of the population. Whereas we, as people of a European ethnicity, we have stopped following our traditions. We think we know better than our ancestors, and we are no longer playing to our strengths. Our strengths, I believe, is in being objective And that is another part of this. I think with nationalism today, it needs to not be this petty nationalism that we had of the past, where we thought our group was better than all these other groups. We need to be looking at nationalism as a struggle to ensure that our group thrives, but we also need to understand that these other groups in the world, and now within our societies, unfortunately, because we have multicultural countries, those other groups are just trying to do the best for their group as well. When you see an organization such as Black Lives Matter, they're just trying to do the best for black people. And there's nothing wrong in that. That is commendable that they have an organization, various organizations that are trying to do things based on doing things for their ethnicity. There's nothing wrong in that. That's good. That is commendable. The same with the Jews. What is not commendable is when we have people of European ethnicity that are doing that and are putting the needs of these other groups first. That's what the issue is. The issue is not with these other groups. But we do see nationalists criticizing these other groups. They might be criticizing the Jews, or they might be criticizing blacks and Black Lives Matter or some of these organizations. And I see that as being hypocritical, because we just want to have organizations that do their best for Europeans. Why should we resent it when other groups in society are doing that? That is hypocritical. That's why I point this out here. Now, I use this word here, ethnocentric, saying that to not accept this and to resent that natural ethnocentric impulse in other groups is hypocritical. Now, ethnocentrism, as I understand it, there is a positive ethnocentrism and there is negative ethnocentrism. Positive ethnocentrism is being charitable to the in-group, and negative ethnocentrism is treating the out-group harshly. Now, this is the understanding of ethnocentrism that is used by academics. It's used by Professor Edward Dutton in his book on ethnocentrism. But if you look up the word ethnocentrism online, it doesn't tell you that there is a positive ethnocentrism and a negative ethnocentrism. If you look the word up in Merriam-Webster, it says ethnocentrism, the attitude that one's own group, ethnicity or nationality is superior to others. And I would say that what they've tried to do is to simplify it there, but they've also given it this negative spin, saying that one group is superior to the others. You can understand what ethnocentrism means just by breaking the word down into two parts. You've got ethnos, which is ethnicity, and then you've got center. So it means to put your ethnicity at the center, or to just put ethnicity at the center of your worldview, which is what I would suggest nationalists do. We put ethnicity at the center of our worldview, not just our own, but we look at everything through the view of ethnocentrism from those other groups. So as I was pointing out, the Jews should be judged on how much influence and power they've managed to gain for a group and whether their group are now thriving. If their group are thriving, which they most certainly are, then they're doing well, basically. Their ethnocentrism has served them well. The group with the strongest ethnocentrism is the group which is going to rise to the top. But what it means is ethnicity is at the center of your worldview. It doesn't imply from that you therefore think less of other groups, or that you therefore think your group is superior to these other groups. Clearly, you are going to think that your own family are the best family. But obviously, if you were to take an individual from another family, it doesn't mean that the best family for them is your family. It means that the best family for them is their family. And I think that gets missed in these interpretations of ethnocentrism. So I looked up ethnocentrism in Wikipedia, and this is what they say. Ethnocentrism in social science and anthropology, as well as in colloquial English discourse, means to apply one's own culture or ethnicity as a frame of reference to judge other cultures, practices, behaviours, beliefs, and people, instead of using the standards of the particular culture involved. And that's the opposite of what we're doing here at Radio Albion. We are trying to judge other cultures, practices, and beliefs, and all the rest of it, within their own standards, and judging them by, are their practices and beliefs serving them well as a people? Can you measure their increase in influence, power, and well-being? And if you can, and you can measure it, and you can see that they're doing well in those measurements, then obviously what they're doing is correct. And the idea that we should be forcing all these other people groups to be going along with the same way that we do things is wrong. And that is supremacism there. Continuing here with what Wikipedia says, it says, since this judgment is often negative, some people also use the term to refer to the belief that one's culture is superior to, or more correct or normal than, all others, especially regarding the distinctions that define each ethnicity's cultural identity, such as language, behaviour, customs, and religion. In common usage, it can also simply mean any culturally biased judgment. So they're saying that what it means is that is people are saying, well, my language is superior to yours, or my behaviour is superior to yours. And I don't think that's what ethnocentrism is at all. It is saying that your language is your own language. Your behaviour is your own behaviour. And it's not going to be the best language for another people group, is it? Your behaviour is not going to be the best behaviour in another people group. That they're going to have different ways of doing things. Ethnocentrism just means you put ethnicity, and particularly your ethnicity, at the centre of everything. But if you put ethnicity as a whole at the centre of everything, then it means that you look at these other groups, you don't put a value judgment on it. The only judgment you can make is, are the group increasing? Are they thriving? Are they increasing in size? Are they increasing influence and power? If they are, and they're making conditions better for themselves, they are succeeding. If you look at Europeans, we are not making conditions better for ourselves. We are not even producing and reproducing enough to replace ourselves. So if you're looking at things in an ethnocentric way, it means you're looking at these other groups and saying they're doing well, but you're looking at our group and you're saying, well, our group is not doing well. Quite clearly, that is not saying our group is superior here, is it? Or saying that these other groups should be talking in our language or making use of our customs. It's not doing that. It's doing the opposite of that. Wikipedia continues, ethnocentrism is sometimes related to racism, stereotyping, discrimination, or xenophobia. However, the term ethnocentrism does not necessarily involve a negative view of the other's race or indicate a negative connotation. So finally, after we've worked our way through the beginnings of this description of what ethnocentrism is, finally, they admit that it doesn't necessarily involve a negative view of others. And we don't have a negative view of others here at Radio Albion. And then it says something that I found very interesting. It says the opposite of ethnocentrism is cultural relativism, a guiding philosophy stating that the best way to understand a different culture is through their perspective, rather than judging them from the subjective viewpoints shaped by one's own cultural standards. And that's what we're doing here at Radio Albion. We're saying we should be judging these groups from within their own group, judging them by whether they are doing well for their own group, not trying to compare our culture with their culture, or compare our morals with their morals. If they are thriving, obviously they are doing the right thing. So how can that be the opposite of ethnocentrism? I mean, that can't be the opposite of ethnocentrism, because that's what we're doing here at Radio Albion. And yet we are ethnocentric here at Radio Albion. So I found this a little bit confusing, and I thought, well, I'll look up this term, cultural relativism. Am I understanding this correctly? So I looked it up on Wikipedia. Cultural relativism is the idea that a person's beliefs and practices should be understood based on that person's own culture. Proponents of cultural relativism also tend to argue that the norms and values of one culture should not be evaluated using the norms and values of another. But isn't that ethnocentrism? To say that another group is going to be different because their ethnicity is different, they're going to have different ways of doing things. They're going to put their ethnicity at the centre, which is where culture comes from. It all comes downstream from ethnicity. For instance, if you were to be looking at the Jews, you could look at what it says in the Jews' Talmud. And so long as Jews are doing what it says in the Talmud, they're being good Jews. They're doing what they should be doing. The Jewish Jew is the best Jew. But, therefore, if you are European and you're European and you're Christian and you were to be obeying the Jewish Talmud, then you wouldn't be doing the right thing, would you? You'd be doing the wrong thing because you're a Christian and you should be obeying Christian laws. So the idea is Jews should be doing what Jews are doing. And clearly what they're doing is good for the Jews, because the last century, I think Jewish well-being has been the best well-being that they've had for thousands of years. So you cannot criticize them for what they're doing, because it's doing well for them. And I guess some nationalists would say, oh, yes, well, they're doing well for themselves, but they're doing well for themselves by creating conditions that aren't so good for these other groups. Well, why should they care about these other groups? Why should they be trying to make conditions better for these other groups? They shouldn't be. They should be trying to make conditions better for themselves. The problem is, we as Europeans are not trying to make conditions better for ourselves. We keep telling ourselves that what we should be doing is trying to improve conditions for these other groups. And that's not the right way to be. The world would be a much happier place if each people group just did the best that it could do for that people group. And the ways of doing things would all be slightly different. That's why we have all these different cultures. That's why we have all these different ideas. So where Wikipedia is saying here that cultural relativism is the opposite of ethnocentrism, I don't think that is true. I think they're both related to the same thing, really, aren't they? I mean, cultural relativism is related to ethnocentrism, because if ethnicities are all different from one another, then their culture is going to be different to one another. And as I pointed out, that even though your family might be it's your family, obviously it's the best family for you, it's not going to be the best family for another group or another person. Their best family is going to be their own family. And that is cultural relativism, but that doesn't exclude the fact that you are going to do the best for your family because it's your family. Having a cultural relativism does not exclude ethnocentrism. I don't think it is at the opposite of it at all. But anyway, what we're trying to do here at Radio Albion is positive ethnocentrism, which is trying to do the best for the in-group, be charitable towards our own in-group. And we are also having this idea of this cultural relativism, where we look at these other groups and we judge these other groups whether by what they are doing is good for their group. Not looking at them and saying, is it good for our group? Why should they be doing things that are good for our group? They should be doing things that are good for them. So I found this very interesting anyway. I hadn't really looked into this before. And I hadn't heard of this cultural relativism. And to find that it gives a perfect description of what a nationalist should, how a nationalist should be, I found very surprising. And it's actually come out, the term was developed by Franz Boas, of all people. So I think what we have here at Radio Albion is a synthesis of ethnocentrism and cultural relativism, and that is what nationalism should be. So I continue with the introduction here. We believe that if society was based around ethnicity rather than citizenship, and all individuals were taught to put their people first, the world would be a far happier place, and the natural competition there is between people groups would take place between countries rather than within countries, the natural result of which can only be to pull a country in multiple directions at once. Because if you have all different ethnicities, different groups together within one territory, and they've all got a natural instinct to do the best for their own group, that means you're going to have all these different groups trying to do different things, doesn't it? It means you're going to have one group that wants there to be circumcision, for instance, and you can have another group that doesn't want there to be circumcision. An instance of that, you could say, is with some particular African groups. They want to have female circumcision, don't they? But we, as European Christians, we don't want there to be female circumcision. So you have opposing ideas within one country. That's just one example. So multiculturalism means that instead of everybody all pulling together in the same direction, you've got different groups pulling in multiple directions at once. A civic nationalist is a patriot who supports the concept of the nation being a people group united through citizenship rather than being united through ancestral ties. So you would say that Vladimir Putin, you would say, was a civic nationalist. Tommy Robinson, you would say, was a civic nationalist. And people will notice here that I haven't defined patriot yet. So it then says a patriot is anyone who loves the country of which they are a citizen. So a patriot, originally, it probably had the same meaning as a nationalist, because it comes from the word pater, which means father. So it means to be lawfully descended from somebody. But it has gone from there to change to fatherland, meaning the land that you're from. And I think most people today take patriotism to be linked to the country that you're in, rather than so much being linked to the ethnic nation that you are from. Next, it talks about the content. It says, the radio network is created by and is intended for nationalists who are European through their ethnicity or ancestry. And that's obviously referring to Americans, New Zealanders. They're Europeans through ancestry, but their ethnicity would be American. But we believe genuine nationalists of any ethnicity will find the content here beneficial, either in understanding the European character, or maybe even in finding out lesser known parts of their own history, or perhaps hearing for the first time history told from a competing ethnicities point of view. And I have had people write to me from different ethnic groups that do listen to Radio Albion. I should imagine listeners would probably be quite surprised at that, but we do have non-white listeners who find the content that we put out really interesting. And I think that's probably why, because they're hearing a different view of history. It helps them to understand the differences between Europeans and non-whites and these other groups. And we're certainly not putting out our content here to try and offend other groups or to encourage people to hate them. We're trying to get people to understand the way that these different ethnicities are all just trying to do what's best for their group. And that's exactly what they should be doing. The problem is with white people or European people are not doing what is best for our group. And it says, any archaic terms found on the website are used in the interests of accuracy and are not intended to be pejoratives. And we do have some very, very old audiobooks going back to the 18th century. And obviously in the 18th century, they used different language. Words that they used back then are uncommon words today. You don't often hear them, and some people get it mixed up, and they think that we're trying to be offensive by using these old-fashioned words when we're just using them for the interests of accuracy. It then says, the use of Radio Albion audio or intellectual property for rebroadcast or republication, whole or in part, is strictly prohibited without written permission from Sven Longshanks. Anyone doing so without consent is accepting responsibility for any offence taken by others upon seeing or hearing it out of context. Our podcasts are intended for private use and are intended to be understood with reference to the wider context and goals of this website. And that's because we try to concentrate on specific issues within specific podcasts, and they're supposed to be seen as part of a greater whole. I mean, for instance, there might be a piece that's talking about the violent crime that has increased due to our government's multicultural policy, due to the immigration policy of the government. And we're talking about that because we want to get these policies changed. But if someone was to pull out a part of that, they might be able to say, look here, they're talking, bringing up these negative crime statistics. They're talking about these crime statistics of these other groups. They're trying to incite hate against these other groups. That's not what we're doing. And when a topic like that is looked at within the context of the website, you can see that that is not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to stir up hate at all. We are trying to get a public conversation going about things that are not talked about in the mainstream media, with the goal of getting government policy changed or local government policy changed in order to get the people that lead us to actually start doing things for our benefit, instead of constantly trying to do things for other people groups' benefit. That's the reason for doing this. We want political change. And the problems that we have, we trace back to the cause of being government policy on things like immigration, multiculturalism. And we see that the people that did that, the people that actually brought that in, are our own people. You can't say that Europeans aren't the majority within the government. Europeans are the majority within the government, and yet our representatives have brought in all these policies which are harmful to us. So we're not blaming other people for this. We are placing the blame within ourselves. It's a failure on the part of Europeans that we have certain people among us who are really just out for themselves, and they don't understand their connection to the rest of the group. And again, that's a reason for the website, is to teach people about the fact that we're nothing as individuals. Everything we have is down to our ancestors. Everything we have is down to our people group. And it's wrong of us to see ourselves as individuals and to do anything that benefits us at the expense of the people group. And that's what we see these politicians doing. They do things at the expense of our people group for the benefit of their people group. And quite clearly, you would expect people from other ethnicities to do what is best for their ethnicity. If you're going to have a multicultural country and you are going to have different ethnicities in government, you should expect them to vote for policies which are going to open up the borders and allow more immigration, because that's going to be the best thing for them to do. You cannot criticise them for not doing that. The only people you can criticise are Europeans for putting groups into power and changing laws so that they could get into power, where they were clearly going to be voting for the benefit of their own people. You cannot blame them for doing that, but you can blame Europeans for allowing that situation to occur. And clearly we can't go back in time. We can only go forwards. We have multicultural countries now. So we have to do the best that we can with that. We have to try and find ways that we can preserve our ethnicity at the same time as being amongst all these other peoples. And you have to look at the Jewish experience as well and think that they must be looking at this and thinking, well, this is a turn up for the books, isn't it? You guys are having to put up with what we have had to put up with for the last 2,000 years. Let's see whether you can manage to retain your ethnicity and continue to thrive amongst all these other groups. That is a different way of looking at it. That is the objective way to look at it. And I think we do have to be objective here. It says, our content is created by nationalists for nationalists with the intention of promoting traditional moral virtue among the European people groups and encouraging them to set a good example to others. Our content may not have this effect on non-nationalists as it is not specifically aimed at them. For example, hearing about the good things Europeans are capable of will encourage self-improvement among European nationalists, but maybe not others. And with regards to historical discussion, some may be indifferent or even disagree with our interpretation of particular historical events. We welcome reasonable comments, criticism, and questions in our comment section, but request that commenters make their ethnicity known if it does not originate within Europe. And that is because you could get someone from a different people group and they could be making an argument, and yet their reason for making that argument isn't because they're trying to improve our strategies. Their reason for making the argument is they're trying to advocate for their own people group. And it would be much better if they were honest and said that, because then we're not going to be thinking, well, why are you doing things that are maladaptive? Because if they're doing things to benefit their people group and we think they're European, it looks like they're doing something maladaptive that is going to be harmful to our own people group. We do not produce recruitment propaganda, and we are not a membership organisation. We strive to inform, educate, entertain, and uplift those who have already discovered the truth about nationalism. Go somewhere else if you are looking for public recruitment propaganda, but do come here if you are interested in looking at the world through a positive European ethnocentric lens with an emphasis on objectivity and cultural relativity when observing ethnocentric strategies detected in other groups. And I changed that word today just after looking up what cultural relativity is and realizing that is exactly what we're doing. So we are ethnocentric. We believe that ethnicity should be at the center of everything. We understand that other peoples have different ethnicities, so our own ethnicity should not be what they are centering upon. They should be centering upon their own ethnicity. And an understanding of that is cultural relativity, surely. So what we have here is, I guess you could say, it's a blend of ethnocentrism, and cultural relativity. Anyone who may be susceptible to blaming others for our misfortunes will not find that view reinforced here. We take responsibility for our own actions here, meaning the actions of our people group, past and present, as well as our own individual actions today. And by that, I mean we understand that the problems that we have within society that we see are problems that have been created by our own people. If there is a higher crime rate associated with one particular people group, you can't blame that particular people group, but you can blame our politicians who invited that people group in. They're the ones that are to blame. It's ourselves that are to blame for these issues. It's not like our ancestors didn't know some of the differences that there are between our people group and some of these other people groups out there that are now within our countries. So we will not be blaming other people groups here. You will be helped to learn some self-control here and be reminded that we ourselves are responsible for the predicament that our ethnicities are in. The only area where we have the power to make positive change to improve that situation is within our own individual lives, and thus in the lives of those in close proximity to us. And that is where the community comes in, and trying to do the best for your people within your communities, showing people that you're a decent person. And then if you get doxed as being a nationalist, people are just going to be concerned about your welfare, aren't they? They're not going to want to start attacking you because they're going to know that you're a good person. And you're identifying as a nationalist, you're being a good person because you're putting the needs of the group above the needs of the individual. And that does tie in with Christianity. I mean, that's what Christ taught. Love thy neighbour as thyself. And if you look up the verse that he is quoting there from the Old Testament, it defines neighbour as the children of thy people. So it means look after your people group. Acts of violence inspired by hatred of any other people group or minority of any kind are entirely counterproductive to our cause, and we strongly condemn any that have been carried out by anyone identifying as, or who has been identified as, an ethno-nationalist. And that really should go without saying that we condemn all violence that is carried out. It is completely counterproductive, just ends up in innocent people being hurt and our positive message being censored. Our message is a message of love for our own people group and an example that we wish to see followed by all people groups. As I say, that is what we think people should be doing. We think the world would be a much happier place if people had societies that were based on ethnicity, if people were taught to do their best for the group and to put their group first, in the same way that a father should put his family's needs first when he's looking after his family. We think that's what our politicians should do. And we're not saying this because we want ourselves to be the only people that are doing this. We want all people groups to follow that example, and we believe that is a message of love, not a message of hate. And it finishes up with a quote from Jared Taylor saying, "If there is no peaceful solution, then we have no solution." And I thought that was an excellent quote, because we do have to have a peaceful solution, and there is a peaceful solution. And Patriotic Alternative, I believe, are the group that are best putting that peaceful solution into action. And then it finishes up with a quote from Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 20. And this is St. Paul speaking, and he says, "For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." And it means that you have to voice your opinions about things, and you have to be able to explain the way that you see the world. And we think the way that we explain the world here at Radio Albion is not against the law. We think we are not inciting hate here. We are exercising our freedom of speech in a responsible way to talk about subjects that people want to talk about, but they have difficulty in doing so because of these speech laws that we have. But we do have to be able to speak what we see and what we hear, as St. Paul says here. And if anybody finds anything on the website that they think could be interpreted as an incitement to hatred or violence, then please leave a message in the chat room pointing it out so the concern can be addressed in a timely manner. And the introduction here has a link where people can do that. So I hope that explains this well enough. If I haven't explained it well enough, please let me know in the comments. And I hope that people agree with this as well. I think this is the message that we've been putting out for quite a few years now anyway. So if you're listening to Radio Albion, then I'm just going to assume that you agree with what we have put here. If you don't agree with it for some reason or other, then please do let us know. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.